Hi, this is Brad Swanetz, and we're here at my house in Las Vegas. Okay, so I love being a dad, and I kind of feel like I've found my purpose, and I was always searching for it, and I never really knew what I was looking for, and when I had Sia, everything kind of became a little clearer. I don't know if that makes sense. Sia is probably the best thing that ever happened to me and is the most important thing to me, and it's kind of crazy. And you know, everyone always tells you you change when you have a kid, and you don't know anything until you have a kid about what love truly is and how your parents feel about you. And to me, I really figured that out. It's like, holy shit, I totally get why my parents were so fucking crazy, because there's a love you cannot understand until you've got a kid. You know, you think you got it with your dog, you think you've got it with your wife, but for me, until I had Sia, and I don't think this is necessarily true for everybody, but for me, it's just a type of love that I just can't even imagine having. It almost hurts. So yeah, it's insane. So we came up with the name Sia because when Anna and I first got together, we were driving in the car and Sia came on the radio, and Anna and I both in our respective countries. I lived in the US and she lived in England. And when Sia came on the radio, we both loved her music and kind of had this common bond going on. And this was after we had already been married and we knew we wanted to have kids. And Anna said, if we have a little girl, I'd love to call her Sia. And my philosophy of being a dad is basically just going with it and learning as you go along and really trying to enjoy it, even when it's tough and your kid is screaming at you for no apparent reason and you cannot reason with them at all because they don't have those reasoning skills yet. There's plenty of times where I just want to scream and pull my hair out, but just have to try to stay, and I don't have any hair to really pull out anymore, but I just have to kind of stay calm and go with it and just kind of unconditionally love this little thing that's screaming at me at the time. My main thing is just to show a ton of love and always be there for her and try to be the reasonable one in the relationship and teach her everything I can and make her a good person. I basically just want her to be a good person, have a good life, and enjoy herself. I really want her to enjoy herself. Yeah, she makes me laugh every day, all day. So definitely one of the funniest things that Sia has ever said. This is when she was really young and she loved this book called The Nutcracker. Most people know the story of The Nutcracker, you know, the ballet or whatever. But Sia could not pronounce Nutcracker. And so she would always ask us to read Nutfucker. And so for the longest time, I have this great video and I really need to get it up on YouTube because we keep asking her to say Nutcracker and it's Nutfucker, 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 Nutfucker. And to this day, anyone we sent the video to, they can't see her without saying Nutfucker. So that may be her, I hope that's not her nickname when she grows up.